Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
A mother in Georgia, Brittany Patterson, 41 years of age, was arrested for allowing her 10-year-old son to walk a half a mile to the store. Is this really considered child endangerment? Peaks by Mornings, it's Moose, it's Breezy, and I don't know, I can't believe someone would get arrested for this. And the question I wanted to ask, 585-252-9800, if you have a 10-year-old, maybe younger, maybe a little older, how much freedom do you give them? Like, what are some of the things you allow them to do independently where others may frown upon it? Are they old enough at 10 to walk a half a mile and back? Are they old enough to stay home for an hour by themselves? Is it really worth getting arrested for and what this mom did? Yes or no?
So, okay, within bounds, I just feel like parenting is subjective.
Of course it is.
Obviously, there's laws, rules, regulations of like, no, you can't leave a 6-month-old home alone. Like, that's obviously child endangerment. But when it comes to your child staying home alone, that is a case-by-case situation based on the parent, the child, the level of comfort, the level of responsibility. And I think that that is up for the parent to decide. What kind of like triggers me with this whole story is this would never, ever, ever be a thing 20 years ago, 30, 40, 50 years ago. If you talk to your parents, if you talk to my parents, if you talk to anyone, they'll say, oh, when I was 9, I was walking to the store to get eggs and bread for my family.
With no shoes on. Yeah, we've all heard the story.
And I think that for this mom, Brittany, to get punished, she's getting punished for the world changing. You know what I mean? The world has changed a lot. Society has changed a lot. A, we're a lot softer than we were back then. B, there's a lot more weirdos in the world, or maybe there's not more, they're just more known and active.
Yeah.
And C, I don't think she should get in trouble for that.
Well, to get more into the story, if you're not familiar, the sheriff's department ended up calling this mom to say her son had wandered from their home into town. And the mother says it's okay. It's not a super dangerous stretch of road. He's done this before. And, you know, there's no reason for her to be concerned.
Right. Not like he's walking on a highway or something.
Yeah. Not to mention, you know, according to her, she's got a responsible 10-year-old and he can handle himself. But then hours later, sheriff's department went back to the family's home where this mother, the mom was handcuffed, arrested and booked on suspicion of reckless conduct and forced to post $500 bail, all because her 10-year-old son walked up the road to the Dollar General by himself. I'm like, first of all, are we all forgetting that there's 6-year-olds in Japan that are walking 3 miles to the market to pick out what they're going to make their parents for dinner that night?
Yeah.
I think, you know, like you said, it's subjective.
Right. I agree with that fully. And like, it's a societal thing. Like, society has changed. Society has gotten soft and have more weirdos come out into the mix.
I know, and that's the one thing it's not that you don't trust your child, it's just everybody else around them. And I think this 10-year-old was very much capable of walking 15 minutes up to the street alone, but deputies ended up driving this kid home, and then they arrested the mom. So here's what's happening currently. Authorities have offered to drop the charge if Patterson, this mother, signs a form that outlines a safety plan guaranteeing that her children would always be under a watchful eye. Ridiculous. And she says, I'm refusing to sign that form, and said she will contest the charge, which carries up to a year behind bars. I'm like, this is not right. She says, I did nothing wrong, and I'm going to fight for that. Patterson's lawyer says, rhetorically asked whether mothers and fathers now have to know the precise locations of their children at all times. Are all parents going to have to put a GPS on their child, he said. Because
in the words of the law.
Right. The parents get to decide for their children unless it is unreasonably dangerous, right? Like you said, it's subjective. You parent how you know how to parent. It's up to them to decide for their children, you know, unless it's like really putting them in harm's way.
There's a lot of rules and regulations you can put in place to keep people safe. That doesn't mean they're going to follow them. Like, everyone's supposed to wear a seatbelt in the car. But if you get in a car and you don't wear the seatbelt, that's your choice. You know what I mean? And also, not for nothing, I'm just so confused by, I'm looking at the sun right now with a picture of these two.
Yeah.
The sun looks 15. So I can't believe this kid's 10. And if he feels comfortable with it and you feel comfortable with it, that's all that should matter. It's not like she's forcing him against his will. Go to Dollar General right now for me. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, let's hear from some of our listeners who are parents and have kids. How much freedom do you give them? Because this kid was 10 years old. 585-252-9800. I don't know. It really depends on how mature I think my kid would be to walk half a mile up the street and back. We used to walk home from middle school. That was a 2.5 mile walk.
Right. Are the kids getting arrested for walking home from school? This person says, it really depends on the time of day for me. Was the kid walking to the store at 3 a.m.?
No, it was in the middle of the afternoon. The sun wasn't even close to setting.
I don't.
Let me see here. Let's go over to a couple of people weighing in right now. Jamie says it's going to vary tremendously based on where you live. I'm downtown, and I feel a bit anxious about my own grown husband walking alone. If I lived in maybe Webster or maybe Greece, I would feel more comfortable allowing my 11-year-old to walk to the corner store.
Well,
it is.
That's for you and your family to decide. And if you feel comfortable letting him do that, given your area, your demographic, who's around you, pop all the way off. Should you get arrested if you choose to let that happen? I don't think so.
By the way, this did take place in Georgia, so I don't know what their laws are like, but it seems like they're pretty strict. We got a listener that says, I'm way too overprotective of my almost 10-year-old daughter. And I know it is something I need to work on gradually in the next few years before she starts high school, but I will not let her take the bus alone. I prefer to drive her. And she's not allowed to do sleepovers at friends. I have a hard time trusting other people, but I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Who else is here? My son is a little older. He's 11. I do not let him roam around as such, but he's allowed to do pretty much what he wants within our area. We live in Fairport. He can go to a friend's house and walk there. He can go to the mall, etc. I just have to know where he is at all times.
Right.
And most of these kids, too, today have phones, so you're tracking them regardless.
Right. I don't know. This is a crazy topic. But I think it's so relatable. And I think it's what didn't we just talk about this, or was I talking about this with somebody else? It's not your job to tell other parents how to parent. You can't do that as a parent. I don't think you can do it as a law. Like, there's no laws in place. Endangering the welfare of a child is pretty broad. If there's direct harm to them, they're abandoned, they haven't eaten, they're neglected, for sure. Walking to the store,
yeah,
can't
I don't know.
Say that.
It's ridiculous. And yeah, we had this conversation this past Friday on the show with Parental Confidential on another mom hitting her child
in another
woman's home.
Yes.
And it's like, you can't do that in my house. It made me uncomfortable.
Right.
Well, don't tell me how to parent. And then around we go.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, in my opinion, this mom getting arrested, totally just over the top. People are going to parent how they choose to parent.
And honestly, like, kudos to her for sticking to her guns. She's not signing that.
No, she's not.
She's risking it for the biscuit. She might be going to jail. Like, we don't know. We'll follow this story closely.
Yeah. All right, guys, we'll take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com